Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Mr. Humble at your service, as always. I'm very excited about our good buddy Scott Arno being back on the show, but for an extra reason I'm excited today. Scott is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top information security experts in the world. He is a security advocate and VP of Soho Solutions, an attorney by education and sometimes practice, and now with a brand new credential that he can't show you, but he can tell us about it. Scott just passed a test, folks. In his world, that's tantamount to passing the bar exam, tantamount to passing the CPA exam. In some ways, maybe even more stringent. Scott, congratulations!
Oh, thank you. It's a certification called a CISSP, a Certified Information Systems Security Professional. I don't actually get the letters until they finish a background check, but the exam is done.
I know, and folks, I've been behind the scenes keeping up with Scott off the air. I've been keeping up with him, but boy howdy, are we proud around here of what you've done, Scott. I know how much you studied. It's years in the making, folks, just getting the experience to qualify to take the test. And the education and the background, the endorsements you got to have. This is a big deal, and so Scott, now we're just waiting to make sure that they cross the I's and dot the T's or vice versa. So congratulations, Scott. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you very much, Jim. Much appreciated.
Well, now when you actually get the credential, will you still know us? Will you still hang out with us when you get to be a big deal?
Oh, of course.
Okay, we're gonna hold you to that. All right, so we got Black Friday coming up, we got Cyber Monday after that. What do we need to know?
Well, you know, a lot of it is sort of keeping an eye out for stuff that can pop up in weird places, just because criminals are smart folks, and a lot of what they realize is that you're in the middle of shopping, you're not stopping and thinking, hey, what are those security steps I read in that magazine or heard on that interview with that Scott guy talking to Jim last week?
Mm-hmm.
So a few quick things to mention. If you're in a store physically, believe it or not, they can put little skimmers right on the basically the credit card things you'd run through. So while you're putting your card in, just take a quick glance to make sure there's nothing on top of it. They won't be very big. It'll be like a little thing on top of the slot where you'd slide in your card, that type of thing. Criminals can use that, and they can literally read what you're looking
wow.
at, which is bad. They steal your information that
so
way.
So how do we know that that's there?
It'll be like a little thing sort of on top of the actual slot that you're sliding in your card. And it won't be big. So obviously, they want them to look small.
So where would that be? That wouldn't be in a store, right?
It would be in the store. They found a bunch of them earlier this year in a series of Walmarts, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a good way to target things because, I mean,
how would they get that on there with the people, the clerks right there?
Well, sure, the clerks are there when we're there, when it's busy, when it's not so busy. And let's say the store is almost closed a week or two before, they can
so somebody just walks. Somebody just walks by and lays it on there and goes and, goes and hangs out in the corner and watches it and then goes back and pulls it off.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Because that's the thing. These things are so small.
I didn't think the crooks would want to work that hard.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you think about it, let's say they throw on one of these skimmers, and they leave it on for a few weeks, and then they come back again right before the store closes and take it off. There
right.
could be thousands and thousands
right.
of credit card details on that one skimmer.
Oh, really? Oh, the skimmer is not just for one card?
No. Any card that goes in through there, it'll record all the data.
Oh, wow. This is
I know, I'm a bundle of good news.
This
aren't
is
I?
A device. This is not just a little piece of wax paper. It's a device, then.
Yeah, but a very small one, and it fits right over the slot. You
I'll be
normally,
darned.
Unless you know to look and go, "Hey, what's that doing there?" You won't know.
Is
and it, if
is,
it looks at all unusual to you, Ask someone who works
Goodness
there.
Goodness gracious.
I know there's a big line, but if it looks weird, you're saving everyone on the line. And it's pretty easy for
Could
them
I
to
Could I reach
check
down and take it out? Could I reach down and knock it off?
It depends on how they're set up. Normally, if you know how, yeah, you can actually pull it right out of its place, but mm-hmm. it depends. Some of them are a little more secure.
So, so that pull it off. Suspicious. Pull it off and look around, and if anybody runs, go after them.
Well, not only if somebody runs, but if you can pull off a part of a credit card reader, that's bad. You should not be able to do that
right,
at any point.
Right. No, yeah, that's a good point.
So another thing to keep an eye out for are actually what they call support scams.
Uh-huh.
This is where you will get a call, and they tend to peak right around this time
right.
of year. You'll get that random call offering to help, or I'm sure you've all gotten that call where it's someone from the quote-unquote IRS telling you something
right.
to do. Obviously,
right.
anyone who's calling you from any organization,
don't
like a bank,
that.
Like the IRS.
Don't do business with those people, folks. Hold on to that thought, Scott. We've got to take a quick break. We're going to talk about a new report out on small business cybersecurity after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.